Coming up next week on August 1st, that is Tuesday night, it will be National Night Out, an event that's organized by police departments all across the country in order to promote good neighborly activity and make connections in the community. And we are joined now in the studio by two folks from the Chapel Hill Police Department to talk about National Night Out. We have Sergeant Charlie Pardo and the Public Information Officer for Chapel Hill Police, Alex Carrasquillo. Both of you, thank you so much for being in studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So it's that time of year again. It feels like this comes around. It's like one of those things like Christmas where you're like, oh, it's almost National Night Out again. It's like the kind of a midpoint of summer sort of thing. So here we are again at National Night Out. What do we have on tap in the community this year?
So this year we've got four neighborhood block party style events happening here in the community. We've got a big one happening at Hargrave Center. That's from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday night. And then three other events, Eastwood, South Estes Drive in the Ridgefield community, and then Colony Woods West as well. And those are from 5 to 7 p.m. And those are in partnership with our public housing department.
And that was the voice of Alex Carrasquillo. We've also got Sergeant Charlie Pardo in the house. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about why an event like this is important to the community.
Sure. So we've been involved with National Night Out for quite a few years now. And, you know, it's a great opportunity for folks to come out, meet their local first responders, and just engage with the community, learn about different services that are available from the town and the police department and so forth. And just to get to know your neighbors, you know, have fun and just, you know, a lot of times people don't get an opportunity to really get to know their police officers and first responders in general, unless there's an emergency situation going on. So, which is typically not a good, a good time. But this gives us an opportunity to really engage with the community and get to know folks and, you know, eat together and have fun and even maybe dance. There'll be a DJ available. Play some games with the kids and so forth, and we really look forward to it every year.
We're talking National Night Out right now. What's this event at the Hargrave Center going to look like if people show up at it?
I think one of the big things that we're excited about this year is we always have the fire truck and the police cars, the patrol cars. We should also have our brand new Mach-E. The police department has a community services Mach-E, an electric vehicle that kids and families will be able to explore. We know from other events that the touch-a-truck opportunities are very, very popular. So we're trying to organize the activities around that opportunity and that fun. So the officers really like that too, because they get to show the kids all the cool stuff. And it's exciting to see the younger officers, the newer officers who have come through BLET, make the connections that Charlie has already formed here in the community and build on that.
Yeah, and there'll be an opportunity for folks to explore other vehicles, not just ours, but we're hoping to have the Highway Patrol there, the Orange County Sheriff's Office, like Alex mentioned, you know, fire trucks, hopefully an ambulance, just different vehicles that we know that, like Alex mentioned, the Touch a Truck event is such a big event, an exciting event for the community. So we're looking forward to kind of build on that and have an opportunity for folks to look at some of our equipment and just ask questions and have fun.
One cool thing too, I know the popcorn and snow cones were a hit last year. Those will be back at the Hargrave Center.
Yep.
I mean, that might bury in the lead there, I think.
yeah.
The snow cones and popcorn will be back at the Hargrave Center. You can also see some of the great police vehicles, meet your neighbors. Wonder if we could talk a little bit about the importance of meeting the neighbors. I feel like it's part of modern life more so than before, more so than in previous generations. You don't interact with the people you live around as often. Part of that's being on a screen. Part of it's just the nature of the way modern life works. What is the value of having an event like this, not just from a police to community connection, but the community itself connecting with each other?
Yeah, I think it's huge, and especially in this community, you know, we do have a lot of students that live off campus, and those typically kind of change every 4 years as students graduate, new students come in. So it's a really good opportunity to get them and, you know, engaged in the community, meet some of the, you know, year-round folks that live in the community. They're regular residents or year-round residents. And just, it's exciting to see that, to see them bond, you know, college kids engaging with some residents that may be elderly and so forth. And they really, you know, get to know each other and kind of create bonds and friendships there from the get-go.
We're talking National Night Out that's coming up next week on Tuesday, August 1st. And we have four official events going on. The big town-wide event at the Hargrave Center, that's from 6 to 8 p.m. Also events happening at Eastwood, South Estes Drive, Ridgefield, and Colony Woods West. Do we know, in a lot of communities, there are kind of informal events that pop up on National Night Out, just like on blocks. Do we know if that's a thing that's happening in Chapel Hill this year?
You know, I think because we've done it this way for so long, people know to tune into these events, and that's kind of what we've seen over the years, and that'll continue this year.
Excellent. We have just a couple minutes left with Alex Carrasquillo and Sergeant Charlie Pardo talking National Night Out coming up on Tuesday. Is there anything else that we want to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
I think one thing that's important for us to share with everybody is that, you know, we make an effort to make sure that we're inviting everybody in the community to these events. So we do have our flyer translated into four other languages besides English. So Arabic, Karen, Burmese, and Spanish. And so we're this evening going to go hand out flyers in some of our neighborhoods here in town, and we just want to make sure we spread that word. And those flyers are available at chpd.us, and also on Facebook and Twitter. Our handle is at Chapel Hill PD.
Yeah, it's a great point that we mentioned that there's going to be some free food. We'll have hamburgers and hot dogs, so come hungry.
So we're just saying Charlie's taking care of dinner.
Yes,
for everybody.
Yes, dinner is on me.
Our guests have been Alex Carrasquillo and Sergeant Charlie Pardo from the Chapel Hill Police Department. Thank you guys both so much for making time to come into the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.